Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Jibber Jabber, what's going on, guys? How you doing? We're all here. We're happy. Thank you. Calm down. Guys, what's been going on? I know what's been going on. The Lakers have been winning. Let's do it. That's a terrible game buzzer. All good. Guys. Lakers won it. We're feeling good, aren't we? Feeling good. But are we? If you live in the LA area, I love the Lakers just as much as anyone else. But hey, dude. Riding. No, I shouldn't call it riding. That's bad. But staying up and keeping innocent people... Anyways, guys, I don't know what much to talk about. Life has been tripping us out. It's been chirping. It's been going hard. You guys ready? You guys ready for this Halloween season of Inside? I can't remember ever in my life where I've never been able to go get those fucking snacks, baby. To get those trick-or-treats, man. That was the time of my life. That was wild. I grew up with kids that were wild. Wild kids, man. I mean, ding dong. Ditching was like, that was like, you know, when you're like second grade, third grade shit. Got the tire taping. Come on, buddy. Ever done a little bit of tire taping? That's just fun. But exhilarating at the same time. You know what? As a grown adult, I got fucking tire taped. And I wanted to chase those kids back. I wanted to chase them down so bad. But didn't do it. You know why? I mean, I chased them through the neighborhood in my car, but I wasn't going to get out and chase them. Like, when I was growing up, we got chased on foot. Because people were fucking, back in the day, you'll get your ass whooped by a 32-year-old guy. You'll be 16, get your ass whooped. And then you come home all lumped up and your dad will be like, well, whose car did you fuck? You know, who did you fuck with? Then you had to fucking eat crow. That ain't no one. Because you didn't want your parents to know. You're fucking doing mischievous deeds. The devil's work, as we call it. No, yeah, you guys, those were the best times, man. I had mischievous friends, man. But they taught you how to run, man. They taught you how to keep those eyes down, man. Hey, pay attention. Keep that beat down. You know, before you get that beat down. It was a crazy time. Running from grown adults. Knowing that they ain't gonna let up on your ass. Not like today. You know, everyone has a... Back then, there was no cameras just focusing in on us. So that guy could at least get a couple good fucking sucker punch. At least whoop your ass a little bit. If he caught you. So that's when, like, me and my friends went into sports. It's like, how you guys so fast? It's like, you ever ran from a UPS, man? You ever ran? Okay, because here's how it went, man. Tire taping was a thing of a thing because it was fun. And if you don't know what tire taping is, you put duct tape on the street. Come on, I can't believe I'm explaining this, but you put duct tape on the street. And when a car goes over it, I mean, it's a brilliant idea. Sounds like you got a flat tire. And you pull over. It's beautiful. One of the best. When you get someone, it's one of the best fucking feelings. But you know, kids of my era took it to a fucking different extent. Started putting cans on the end of the strips. So it you know, and it hit like that. And you're just kind of like, now you didn't think you got a flat tire. Now you think you got a dead body on you. And then this is where water balloons got involved. I had a friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he was a mischievous fellow. Got us all in the water ballooning cars. I lived on a busy street where I grew up. It was a busy street. And we had all kinds of cars going up and down. And we had churches everywhere, and we had a lot of places for refuge. So when he broke it down to us, I mean, kid armies are scary, bro. Come on, guy. You never heard of a kid army? See, that's things these days, they get on the television, they get on that fucking Xbox, and they start playing video games. That's their team. Back then, we had to group up. We had to have a fucking idea. And our general, I'm not gonna say his name again, but there was two of them. A, B, C, W. These guys held it like it was a conference of champions. We got in the room, and this is what we're gonna do. This is where we're taping. This is where we're running. And this is where we're gonna take refuge and laugh. Right? Did they have plans when it went sideways? Of course. Come on, guys. What do you think this is? We did that. Water ballooning took mischievous deeds to another level, baby. They took it to like, hey, that's like that sexual level, you know what I mean? Like water ballooning was like intimate. You get close to a motherfucker. Cause you're so far away. I mean, I got hit with a water balloon one time, driving with my mom to Taco Bell down 13th Street in San Pedro. Who cares if you know where it is? I'm just saying we're going down, and we got hit one in the windshield. My mom almost crashed, but I laughed because I knew what it was. Just mischievous deeds. Sometimes, you know, people say the idle hands are the devil's playground. I think the hands that are willing to do the most are the I mean, come on, that's such an outplayed statement. Anyway, we're talking about some bullshit. But seriously, ballooning took it to another level. So we had these churches on the side of our streets where I was growing up that were just, you can just hide up in the bush, cars were coming down, and you lob it. And we're all ball players. Let me just get that straight. We all grew up ball players. Little League, you know, dads yelling at you. I mean, we grew up in the 90s. What it is, baby. And it's great. It was great times, man. Now as I grow up as a man, I knew it, like, man, having that shit was dope. Everyone, I was telling my chick the other day, everyone in my town, they might not be the best athlete, but I know if they're from my town, they can at least compete. I know that. It could be some dipshit I haven't seen since fucking Little League, but I'm like, oh, no. Like, if I need a last pick, I'm like, oh, no, he could put up a bucket. Now, he could get in the way of a pitch. You know what I mean? He might make a fucking catch out there. He might fucking make a lucky tackle. It's what it is. San Pedro creates ballers, but dumbasses as well. Dumb fucks. I'm one of them. As much as I hate on it, I'm one of them, baby. Is what it is. Who cares? Guys, so the Lakers won. How do you guys feel? Can I just say something that's going to be a little controversy, controversially, it's not like, how do you say that word? Who cares? But I'm just saying, I wouldn't, although all this shit was blowing off outside and stuff, it just doesn't feel right. for me. I thought champion, I don't know, man. I get it, though. It was hard-earned. I mean, let's go. They did everything they had to do, and it's crazy. It's crazy that we got it, man. And then the Dodgers have left. I'm a little scared. Don't know about you. Not of Atlanta. Just of my own team, man. Seems like they don't really lock in when they need to. Guys, it's a funny thing that we're living today. As bars open up more, I see more drunk videos. Like, people forgot how to get drunk. And now, especially because they've been, like, so locked up, they're, like, exposing. So I see these videos. And it's like, God, you're a gay dude. Okay? You're a gay dude. You're a gay dude. The way you're posting, the way you're talking, the way you're acting, the way all that shit. Gay dude, no big deal, bro. Look at me, dude. People think I'm the gayest dude ever. Actually, straight. Is what it is, baby. Is what it is. Oh, man. I've been clean for a while, guys. Let me tell you. Seeing and being around this stuff was so hard. Keeping it real. Even harder. I mean, who wants to live a regular life? No one, man. It's terrible. It's like, totally awful. It scares you. It makes you think twice. No, but I respect myself a little bit more. Not that I've really even thought about that. You know what the fuck is funny, dude? The debates and all that shit is going down. Like, people, oh, I'm over debates. Yeah, now. Now. Dude, I've been over it, man. Or I think about it, dude. This world's so fucked up and corrupt. You fucking depend on these people. It's wild. It's ridiculous. If you really believed in that the government is taking care of us, you're fucking wrong. And all those people will be like, ooh, wait, there's no this and that, man. There's no this and that. Because if it was really true, you could do whatever you wanted. And the repercussions would be small. But nowadays, the repercussions are not small. You can't even say whatever you want anymore. That's why I'm doing a podcast that, you know what, actually gets shared on Spotify. So I gotta actually keep it real. You guys think it's a big joke to me. It's actually serious because it gets shared on a big platform. So I gotta keep it real too. Or I get emails. And I have a job. You know? But I do this because it's fun. And I've written some shit that I need to go up and do because I'm ready. Grandfather clock is ready. That's what it is, man. My dad told me a long time ago, we're built like grandfather clocks. And me being a sick motherfucker, I'm thinking it because we have small dicks and big balls and they all don't know. That's something that I will have to bring up at the family reunion. I'm drinking a dirty lemonade, and y'all might be saying, it's 1:45 in the daytime, but who cares? My Dodgers are good playing tonight. Ready to go. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. And then also, let's change the subject real quick. You know what's big on my world? You know what's big? You know what's big? The Haunting of Bly House. That shit is dumb. Really does nothing for me. I mean, I'm trying. Like, I'm like any other man. Read the review before. Because I saw where it was going. House on the Haunting on House or Hill House or House on Haunted Hill. Hey, get your names right, first of all. Damn, just banged my knee. Whoops. It was okay. And this whole time traveling, sleep travel. Hey, what do you think? You're Chris Nolan? That shit's whack, dude. Shit ain't working. It's like we're all just waiting for some big fucking punchline that never fucking comes. It is what it is, though. I'm on episode 7 where I'm watching the bitch go crazy. Like most of them do. You know? What can we do? These stories are terrible these days. These things they write are terrible. We get all these actors acting like they're saving the world. Get naked. It's like, what are you doing? Go back to fucking playing fucking, you know, Jurassic Park or doing whatever, man. Come on. We don't care anymore. We don't care about what you guys got to say. Especially after all the whole fucking Weinstein shit. It's like, we know something's up. Duh. We know something's up, you fucks. But we follow the fucking blind into the fucking dark. It's what it is. Guys, have you ever thought about maybe not voting? Rebelling against the fucking... I mean, this was said already before, but like this whole country was built off rebellion. And the fact that people do rebel and it's getting demonized makes you think, what are we even doing anymore? Are we a bunch of cows? We can't be. Are we a bunch of dogs? Fucking flying just so we can wait to get shot. Who knows anymore, man? Dude, listen. We are getting through this one way or another, whether it's together or separately, which seems to be separately, which is. Damn, I scraped my shin pretty good. So, guys, goals. What's your goal this year? I want to take it over. I want to be better. I want to try better. I want to take more phone calls. I want to figure it out. Can I? Don't know. I'm working on it. My jokes aren't coming through, but they're trying. They're trying. Guys, we've been going through this pandemic for a very long time. Has anyone done anything positive? If you have, let me know so I can jump on that shit. I've been golfing and I've been doing pretty good. Thank you. Which is something that I don't like to harp on. Trying out the soundboard, you fucks. But no, I've been golfing a lot, and I see that a lot of people are golfing nowadays, and it's good for them. It's something good. You know, I was telling my girl, it's like, you know, Peter is funny. St. Peter is funny because, like, everyone, when all this shit, you couldn't, like, go to bars and shit, all the guys start doing all the shit they used to do when they're young. Like, obviously, you got that park, playing ball, golfing, playing catch, throwing footballs around. And then, so dope. It's like, Peter is like so clinically insane. And then they're like so just like perfectly laser beams fucking locked in on the goal. And it's fucking great, man. I love it. That's something that you really gotta fucking admire. Because we all us boys grew up together, you know what I mean? And you never know when you guys are gonna have to jump back into what you guys love. And I love it, like, you little baby. Guys, short episode probably. Who knows? Like, I do these all on my own, so it doesn't even matter anymore. I started off with what I thought was a crew, and then, you know, sometimes when you're Sequoia, it's how you get it. Oh! Next thing you know, you're falling to the ground, and who's going to be under you to say, whatever it is. What's it for? No. What is it? When the tree's coming down. Who knows? Guys, the Lakers won. Pray for the Dodgers. Please. Pray for the Dodgers. We got to do better. I know, 12 to on the Padres, but San Diego, like I like to call them. Those guys weren't ready yet. So, like, when we won, it was kind of just like, you know, we did it. It's all good. But the next team we're going to go against is going to be some. You guys got any food recommendations? Nothing's came through the net. But I'll tell you right now, if you guys want to get some good food, go to Monty's Burger. I hate it. I do not like it that much. Go there if you want to be a vegan fuck. But if you want to listen to me, go to Slasher's Pizza. All right? Slasher's Pizza is an independent pizza place that just popped out right here in Echo Park. And I went there the other day to buy a slice, and the fucking family's in there, dude, serving the pizza to there's kids over there, and you're just like, I feel for these people. This is what I'm talking about. And not only do they deliver a good slice, it's the shit you want to see, man. It's the shit you want to support. The guy, he was going to give me change. He pulled out his fucking wallet. And I said, keep it, dude. I don't give a fuck. So Slash's Pizza, man. Not only is it a great name, right? They respect all the things we love, especially during a time like this. Go check out Slasher's Pizza, Echo Park. Let's go. There's another one I want to talk to you about. American Barber's Haircut is right there on Sunset Boulevard. Go check them out. They're fucking dope. Never cut my hair. But I see a lot of people sitting out there, and they can use the business. So if you're in the area, go fucking ahead and go up there. And then I'll shout out my local places, you know, like Joseph Baker, you go there. Although I'm sure they're over fucking loaded, you know what I mean? One little bakery, that little Ev's joint. Chill out, everyone. Go check out the places in the Pedro. Chin Chin. How about them? here in the neighborhood. And then also, taco place on fucking El Monte, Taco Nazo. Check that fish taco place out. Jesus Christ, that shit blew my dick off. Felt good, a little bit. I felt sexually and morally and environmentally involved. I'm in the community, yeah. No, but guys, I love doing this shit. It's fun. I wish you guys knew what fun was, but you guys don't. You guys knew what hating is. And I just want to say, love ya. Love ya. Love ya. Love ya. Love ya. Love. And, whoop. Had a little malfunction right there. No, but love ya. And thank you for coming on and listening. If you did, listen. Now tell your friends, please. Just a kid from San Pedro trying to get his dick off. I mean, okay, let me be real. Trying to get my dick into better horizons, man. I want to walk down the strip one day with a hot podcaster. Anyways, guys, love you. Gotta take a piss. Thank you for showing up. Thank you very much. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.